And thank you. And before I start the sermon, let us take a moment of silence for the victims of the shooting that happened on the evening of June 17th at Emmanuel African Methodist Church in downtown Charleston, South Carolina. Emmanuel is one of the United States churches, oldest black churches in the United States. And there, 9 people died. 9 people were killed, and 1 more person was wounded. So let us take a moment of silence. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm very happy to be here with you today. And I thank you, all that came today. I thanks the people that regularly come. And I also want to give a warm welcome to those who are visiting today. And always remember, this is your house, so you can always come back, even when it's nice outside. And it is amazing, really, for me to see how committed you are to Christ. And even more in a day like this, in a day where you could be in the lake, you could be anywhere else, but you are here today, worshiping God and also nourishing your souls with the Word of Christ. We continue our reading on the Gospel of Mark today. And we also celebrate Father's Day. So again, I want to congratulate all the fathers here today, and the ones who couldn't come today, and the ones who left before, the ones who are with our Heavenly Father. In today's Gospel, we see how the disciples come to Jesus for help when a storm arises. The disciples ask Jesus to calm the sea. And Jesus says to the sea, "Peace, be still." We also see that the disciples lack faith. They have been with Jesus all this time. They have seen his works. They had seen his miracles, and yet they doubt, they are afraid. And Jesus tells them, "Why are you afraid? Don't you know me? Don't you know who I am? I have worked as a hospital chaplain for around 9 years, and that's what I do, my ministry full time. And I have been present to many storms that have happened in the hospital. I have been present to traumas with grieving families, just to mention some of the scenes that I have seen. I have also been present to people with faith, people who undergo amazing things, people who undergo cancer treatment, people who are at the end of life, and still you see how much faith they have in God. About a month ago, I was called to the ER, or the emergency room, because there was a young man that collapsed while exercising in the gym. And when you hear something like this, we ask ourselves, "Oh, what happened? What happened to this man? Something might have been wrong. Was he overweight? Was he in drugs?" But I tell you, this guy was not in any kind of drugs. He was fit. He worked out. He was going to the university. He had a great future. He had a great family. He was loved and cared by his friends. And then all this happens. This young man had a comfortable and successful life. So his family, as it's expected, were distraught. The medical staff at the hospital were also having a very hard time in this situation. They called me and said, "Chaplain, do something." This family is not grieving well at all. But again, I always ask myself, what does it mean to grieve well? After all, we are humans. We need to express our emotions. And the nurse that called me said, "Chaplain, go and tell this family some words of encouragement so that they feel better." The first thing I did when I got this news was to take a moment to pray. I prayed to God to give me wisdom to be present to this family and to be present to the hospital staff. I didn't want to go there and try to fix the situation of give advice or justify what happened, because there was no way I could do that, and there was no justification for such an event. When I came to the room where this young man had been brought, I saw desperation, I saw crying, and I saw a dead young man who died before he arrived to the hospital. I stayed in the room with the family for about 2 hours. During this time, the family experienced all kinds of emotions. They went from crying, falling to the ground, to peace and prayer. I just stayed present. I was only with them for a few hours. In a time like this, the only thing that one can do is to be present. But I was amazed to see how much faith in such an adverse situation this family had. This young man's parents did not know what else to do but pray. Jesus brought comfort at this time. In talking to this family, I learned that they had been away from church for many years. They were successful people. They had great children. So, as sometimes it happens to us, they did not see the need for God. We have everything we need. But they had an upbringing. They knew Jesus. And they always found comfort in Jesus. So at this time of this storm, they turned back to Jesus. They started praying, and this brought comfort to them. And what I can tell you is, in all the years I have spent in the hospital, I have learned that when storms come to life, our faith in God and our love for Jesus is what keep us going. There is family support, there is friend support, and all that help us. But our faith in God help us to know that life continues, that doesn't end, that we have a better place. All of us face different storms in our daily lives. After all, we are just human. We also experience fear, because I don't know anyone who doesn't experience fear. I mean, I am afraid of many things, and as much faith as we have, we always experience fear. We live in a world that presents many challenges, and sometimes we see only a few solutions. Sometimes we don't see any solution. We have storms in our families, in our work, and even in our church. But what keeps us going when a storm does not seem to end? It is our faith in Jesus what keeps us going in the times of trials and tribulations. Oftentimes, we need a storm to realize and to appreciate what we have and be grateful for our lives, our families, our friends, and our church. Just think for a moment, where do the storms come from? There are many things that need to happen for a storm to cure. So there is the perfect storm. A storm is made of different elements. I am not a meteorologist, but I know that for a storm, the wind needs a certain speed. The temperature needs to rise to a certain degree on the earth or on the water. Then the storm produces wind, hail, thunder, and lightning. Storms are indeed amazing, yet they are scary. So, no wonder why the disciples were scared. But one thing they had forgotten is they were with Jesus. And who was Jesus? Jesus was the Son of God. Jesus was God. And like I said before, we often face storms. Storms caused by us, caused by others, or both. Or sometimes, storms just happen, all of a sudden, in a nice day. Oftentimes, we see those storms as punishment from God, or something unfair that happened. We think about the things that we have done wrong. We think about the things that we should have done and we didn't do. But all this is part of discernment. And all this is part of making sense of a difficult situation. And that is why it is important to reach to Christ in those times of disasters and just pray and wait for the storm to pass. That is what I experienced at the hospital with this family. They experienced a storm, then they started experiencing light and calmness. And I was only with this family for a few hours. And I know that such tragedy even doesn't make sense. And no matter how hard we try to understand or explain it, we may never find an answer by ourselves, except through Jesus, with hope, with trust and faith. But this family knew Jesus. They did not blame God for what happened. They just turned to Jesus again and prayed. So today, I want to extend an invitation to you. If you are going through a difficult time in your life, do not be afraid to reach to Jesus and say, "Lord, help me. I am weak. I need you. Strengthen my faith and help me find peace. Lord, I am afraid. Without you, I will not survive this storm." And may God bless you and be with you always. Amen.